In Surah Taha, Allah was speaking to Moses, and he said to him,
إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي.
But he also says in Surah Al-Hijr,
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ.
Now, if we consider these two examples, we can see that when Allah is speaking, He sometimes uses the singular pronoun أَنَا and فَاعْبُدْنِي and so on. And sometimes He uses the plural form Inna, nahnu, and there are hundreds of other examples for both cases in which Allah uses the singular form in some, and in others He uses the plural form when He speaks. And now is the question, we know that Allah is one, but then why does He sometimes use the plural form when He speaks in the Quran? Why didn't Allah say in that previous ayah, أَنَا نَزَّلْتُ الذِّكْرِ? And why isn't the use of pronouns consistent in the entire Qur'an? And before we can answer this question, I need to remind you to watch this video about why is it that Allah uses the masculine pronoun rather than the feminine pronouns when He refers to Himself, since that lesson lays very important foundations for this lesson. Now, as for the answer as to why Allah uses the plural pronouns to speak in the Qur'an? Well, since the Qur'an was revealed in Arabic, let's have a look at what the plural form in Arabic, nahnu, is used for. If you do a simple check on any dictionary, in this case I'm using Al-Mu'jam Al-Wasiyt, you will quickly find out that the word nahnu is used for plural, and also for singular form to indicate greatness. So the straightforward answer here is that Allah uses plural form to indicate His greatness. However, this answer may directly lead to another question. If Allah uses the plural form to indicate greatness, then why isn't the plural form used throughout the entire Quran? So the question remains, why isn't the use of pronouns consistent in the entire book? And the answer to this question involves understanding the connotation of the singular or plural pronouns and how it is linked to the context of the ayah and what exactly is happening. In other words, Allah uses different pronouns depending on the situation and which message we should understand from the ayah. So, when Allah is speaking and talking about Himself, He uses the singular form to remind us that He is one. So, when Allah was speaking to Moses and commanding him to worship Allah the One, He used the singular form to emphasize on the oneness of Allah, or in Arabic we call it Tawheed. That's why he says,
إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي,
which is much more straightforward and lays emphasis on the oneness of Allah, rather than saying,
نَحْنُ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا نَحْنُ فَاعْبُدْنَا.
And there are many other examples that share the same message.
أَنْ أَنذِرُوا أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاتَّقُونَ يَا مُوسَى إِنَّهُ أَنَا اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
But when the emphasis is to remind the listener of how great Allah is, then the plural form would be used, like in this example.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ الملائكة اسجدوا لآدم.
Here, Allah uses the plural form to remind the listeners, or the angels in this example, of the greatness of Allah, so that the focus and the emphasis of the ayah would go from what they are asked to do to who they are asked to obey. Scholars also said that when Allah speaks of His actions, Allah would also use the plural form to emphasize on the fact that He has many names and attributes that are required to do great actions.
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ فَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّا عَلَى ذَهَابٍ بِهِ لَقَادِرُونَ
So the actions that require wisdom, omniscient knowledge, greatness, and so on, you will see that Allah uses the plural form to emphasize this fact. And finally, if the plural form نحن can be used in Arabic with one speaker, then why is it translated in English into we rather than I? Well, that concept of Arabic is not so different from that of English. In fact, in English, we have something called the royal we. And as the name suggests, it is a kind of we that is used by a sovereign or a king. So what better way to use the royal we than to use it with the supreme, the king of kings? So in short, in Arabic, the plural forms like نَحْنُ and إِنَّ can be used with both singular and plural. With plural, it indicates it is more than two, and it can also be used by one to indicate greatness. Allah uses both forms, singular and plural, in different contexts to emphasize different facts in each suitable situation. And no wonder that each word in the Qur'an fits perfectly in its position. The Qur'an is the word of Allah. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.